There's one sister you didn't mention, and she has her connection to Wisconsin. Out of the nine of them, she's the one that's invisible. And we tend to do that with people with either mental issues or mental health questions, or in some ways, they make us feel vulnerable when we see them as part of a family. She was kind of exiled, if you will, to a place in Wisconsin called St. Coletta's. And I was trying to track down where it is. I went to their website before I got online with you because I didn't know. Is it in Jefferson or is it, it's in rural Wisconsin? Well, that, there's a lot of Wisconsin that's rural. Why did they ship her over to this Franciscan-administered care place for people with disabilities? Was it just to get her out of the public eye, or was it that the best care was in Wisconsin? They couldn't get something in Massachusetts?
So this was Rosemary, and Rosemary had what at the time was described as severe mental retardation. But when I look back at some of the diaries that she kept and what people said about her, I think she may have had some form of autism. I think she had some disability, but she was clearly a bright kid. She was a compelling kid. And Joe Kennedy, partly because this is the way he responded to things and partly because there really was hope back in those days for this treatment, he had her have a lobotomy. And after the lobotomy, she was very severely disabled. And I think he wanted her somewhere, on the one hand, where she could get great care, and he gave a lot of money to a group of nuns at St. Coletta's to take care of Rosemary. But I also think he wanted her out of public view when Jack was running for president, out of public view partly because her disability made her an embarrassment, partly because his attempted solution for the disability, this lobotomy, was an embarrassing thing for the whole family. The horrible news was that Rosemary was never a part of the family, and Joe didn't want anybody going and visiting her. The good news was that the legacy of her disability ended up leading to the creation of the Special Olympics. Jack and Bobby's sister, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, was the founder of the Special Olympics, and the Kennedy family generally was more sensitive to issues of mental disabilities and mental retardation in any political family that I can think of. And when he was president, Jack made that a critical issue for him. What his sister did and what Bobby did also in terms of these issues brought a spotlight to issues that helped eliminate at least some of the stigma of mental retardation and mental illness. And I think if Bobby had ever been president, that would have been one of the centerpieces of his administration.